Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is John Mullins, and in this show, we're going to discuss using the ANSI SQL standard join operators. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question and comment boxes provided. And let's get started and talk about the ANSI SQL join operators. All right, as you know, doing a database or table join involves two or more tables in Oracle. And joins, especially for those of us that are getting into writing SQL for the first time or we haven't been doing it very long, joins can be an area of confusion for us. And unfortunately, only to add to that confusion is we have a number of ways to do the same thing. It's not like there's one way to do a join and that's it. That would make things a lot simpler for us. But unfortunately, we're going to have a number of different ways that produce the same results. Now, in our environment, what we have to decide is if we're going to do joins, which we are, and joins are a very commonplace item in a relational database environment, we're going to need to figure out, are we going to use the standard join operators or are we going to do a join the non-standard way? Because we really want everybody on the same page when they're writing joins. The problem is our environments are often mixed with those programmers and database administrators that have been doing this for a very long period of time. And it's also mixed with those of programmers and administrators that are brand new to Oracle. And so we've learned things different ways, either through formal training, through sites like GoGo.com, through formal training at universities, or just on our own through various third-party books and such. So if we want everybody on the same page, so let's discuss the standard way versus the non-standard way. First, in Oracle, the standard join operators have only been around since Oracle 9i. So they haven't been around forever. The non-standard way has been around for a long time. Basically, the non-standard way says, in your from clause, you're going to identify all the tables or views that you want to get data from. And then in your where clause, you're going to identify what the relationships between those tables or views are. So in other words, you're going to tell Oracle how to do the join in the where clause. By using the standard join operators, you're going to tell Oracle how to do the join in the from clause and not the where clause. Okay, that's basically what the standard says. So the ANSI SQL standard for join operators, and let's just talk about what ANSI is. You'll hear different meanings for that acronym there, but it's the American National Standards Institute is one common way to define it. What it says is in SQL, you're going to define the join in the from clause. That's the bottom line. Now, performance-wise, between the standard and the non-standard way, really doesn't make any difference. So now it becomes a matter of readability, writability, maintainability as to how we're going to do it. But what we don't want to have is half the organization writing joins with the standard join operators and half the organization writing joins the non-standard way. Like I said, we want to make sure that if you inherit somebody else's code, you can look at it and understand it, make changes to it in a timely and efficient manner. I don't want you spending 3 days trying to figure out how to change someone's standard join operators into a non-standard method just so you can make one simple change to it. So these ANSI SQL join operators, let's talk about what a few of them are. So they're going to be identified in your from clause. You're basically going to say from some table, join to some other table using some field. That's one alternative. Or you can say from table A, join to table B, on, and then identify the columns you're going to do the join on. On department number from one table equal to the department number in another table. And that looks like a lot like the non-standard way. The other join operators you could use are natural join, cross join. You can also do a left outer join, a right outer join, or a full outer join. These ANSI standard SQL join operators, they're available from other vendors as well. So if you're in Microsoft or IBM and you program against more than just Oracle in your environment, it'd be handy to learn the standard join operators there. You can do non-standard joins with the other vendors as well, but the way Oracle does an outer join versus everybody else is a little bit different. So what we want to make sure is that we're all on the same page. We're coding either the standard way or the non-standard way. And once we decide which way we want to go with, we want to include that item in our SQL programming standards document if we have one. You can visit some of the other GoGo radio shows, and there's a radio show that talks about why SQL programming standards are important. This would be one item that you'd want to put in that standard. You know, the standard would be, if we're going to do some joins, if we're going to do joins, then we're going to use the ANSI standard SQL join operators, such as join using or join on or left outer join. We're going to use those rather than doing or defining our join in our where clause. So that would be an item we want to add into there. Now, once you've decided whether you're going to use the standard join operators or do it the non-standard way, remember, even under the standard join operators, we have a number of ways to do the same thing. In other words, you can choose to do a join using or a join on or a natural join. Any of those three, you could produce the same results. So even if we've decided to use the standard join operators, that's not enough. We would then need to go a step further to say, okay, not only are we going to use the standard join operators, we're also going to do a join on or a join using. Decide which of those three you're typically going to use to do an equal join or an inner join, and make that part of your standard as well. So directly, the benefits of choosing how you're going to do your joins will benefit your department by having everybody on the same page. So you can understand somebody else's code easily and quickly, and they can do the same for your code. And indirectly, if we're all coding the same way, it is possible, indirectly, we'll emphasize that word there, indirectly, that we can see, you know, a slight performance gain on code that's repeated over and over versus, like I said, some of the code does it the non-standard way, some of the code does it the standard way. Remember, all the code that we're writing eventually gets stored in memory on the server. So even if we're not seeing individual performance gains on a statement-by-statement basis, at the very least, if we're all programming to some standard, in this case using the standard join operators, we will be using that memory on the server in a more efficient manner. And believe me, that'll make your database administrators happy to know that. Because even though today's servers have plenty of memory on it, the day is going to come when we're going to eventually run out of memory again. A long time ago, 512 meg was a lot of memory. Now people have 32 gig of RAM, and we think we have plenty of it, so we don't think twice about wasting it. If we take that approach, eventually we'll run out of memory there. So remember, decide on using the standard join operators or not. Decide on which of the standard join operators you're going to use, join on, join using, natural join, whichever one makes sense there. Document those in your SQL programming standards documents. Make sure those documents are readily available to your staff. Make sure those documents are updated when appropriate, when new versions come out or such. And make sure someone enforces those. You know, have code reviews or whatever else you need to do there to make sure that people are following the standards that are in place. So remember, there's no difference in performance between the non-standard and the standard, but we all want to be on the same page. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box provided. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for John Mullins. If there's a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.